brother.
God.
What's up?
This is a good recording, nice, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
brother,
I can
like,
dig
like,
it.
Stop right on.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. There were fireworks going off in my town late last night. There were supposed to be fireworks for a little festival in town on Saturday, and it rained it out, so they rescheduled into last night.
You know, man, that's exactly what I was going to start the show talking about today is the weather. And, man, you know, I'm a guy who kind of pays attention. You know, I do get my hands in the soil. And, you know, I've been noticing the growth of flowers that generally don't show up until August. And they're there and they're in full bloom. And so they're well over a month early. And, you know, it's strange to say the least, that we are really experiencing something that the scientists know. Calvin and the listening audience, that we should be focusing on and paying attention to. And anybody, I'm sorry, who doesn't believe these things are real, you know, Calvin, I don't know what it's going to take for them to understand. Man, the heat waves across this nation and what people are dealing with. You know, it's early, man. It's the summer officially just started, what, 3 days ago, June 21st. And yet, the heat waves, I mean, we're not talking about July and August, the hottest months of the year. And yet, it is sweltering across this nation. And people are struggling. Calvin, can you imagine? I take it you guys have air conditioning.
Yes, we do.
Can you imagine there are people who don't have air conditioning, man?
Yeah, it must be miserable. I can't even imagine.
Man, it's got, man, I remember there was a time in my life as a young boy, we didn't have air conditioning. And probably up until the time, you know, I got to be, I don't know, maybe 15 years old. We didn't have air conditioning. Parents couldn't afford it. But the truth of the matter is, we didn't have the climate conditions that we have today. And we were able to deal with that because it wasn't like it is now. It is clearly unhealthy for many people in this nation to have to attempt to deal with the kind of heat that we are talking about. And I always say, a nation that can afford to do something. You know, we can't say, well, the nation can't afford it. Yes, we can. I'm going to talk a little bit later on about why we can. And why we won't do what we should be doing for the American people. And I'll point out the facts to why we don't. 844-967-2789. And before I go to the phone lines, man, the amount of rain. Man, Madison got over five inches of rain in the last several days. 5 inches of rain.
Yeah, it's not only the heat and the amount of rain. This article's from 6 days ago, and I know there were more over the weekend. There's already been 24 tornadoes in Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even tornado season yet.
Yep, so I can't imagine what the number will be like at the end of August.
And you, but you also can't believe that there are people who don't believe global warming.
Yeah, they go hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. You know, let's go to the phone lines. Hey, good morning, Chair Alvin. Oh, excuse me, Al. How you doing, man?
Are you talking to the chipmunk?
Hey, Al, what's going on, man? Hey, Al, why is it that, you know, I mean, you grew up probably without air conditioning. But the thing, Al, is the kind of heat that we are experiencing across this nation. Go ahead.
Let it snow, let it snow.
Hey, Calvin, did you screen this guy?
You know, I'm not looking forward to the snow, but hey, it might be better than this heat.
Hey, man, here's a guy who, you know, we're just getting beyond that snow and ice, and he's calling for letting it snow.
Well, see, when it snows, you can move it, and it stays there till it melts. But when it rains, you get grass forever.
Man.
And then the heat, you know, I'm not a hot weather brother, but see, when I was in the military, they sent me to places where it was 130 degrees. And there was monsoon rains with 110 degrees and what have you. So I have suffered through the heat all my life, and I don't want to see no more.
And all your military equipment on.
Well, mostly you're carrying guns and ammunition. But the point is, when it rains every day and you're walking around in 3-4 feet of water, and it's over 100 degrees every day, you know, this is. Will be happening around here shortly.
Oh, you know, Al.
In Madison, we had almost 6 inches of rain over 5 days, plus the heat over 90 degrees almost every day.
Wow.
So it was not too much different than the tropical monsoon.
Let me ask you, Al, when I was coming back from Baraboo on Juneteenth Day, there was torrential rains in Madison, and the sewers couldn't handle it, and the streets were flooded. Has that happened again?
Yes, 2 or 3 times last week.
And but so,
fortunately, my house is on a hill.
No, I know yours is, but Al, but I'm talking about the city streets.
Yes, they, especially in the downtown area.
Right.
That is that's what they call the isthmus. That's the strip of land between the two major lakes. And most of that is just at what they call sea level, so that whenever there's a heavy rain, that area gets flooded frequently.
Well, you know, Al, it just surprised me, but you're talking about 6 inches of rain in 5 days. That is mind-boggling, and, you know, sewers aren't built to deal with that kind of rainfall. And that's normally enough. That rainfall is probably, Al, 2 months' worth.
Yeah, well, but not only that, my house in Milwaukee, we're only 3 blocks away from Lincoln Creek. And for 7 years, we had flooding from Lincoln Creek.
Right.
Before they started doing all that work on redoing it after we raised all that sand. But the point is, a lot of these sewers and the creek systems were built back in the 1930s, and they haven't been upgraded since then to the point where they can't handle a lot of water.
Right.
See, in Milwaukee, we had a 2-inch rainstorm over 24 hours, and it flooded streets from Congress all the way to Hampton and almost up to Cairo.
I remember, in addition to my basement, a couple times.
Well, mine was flooded 7 times, so I understand.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Bill. How you doing, sir?
great. As always, you have wonderful topics on the heat. I kind of have fun with people. I say, wait a minute. In January, you pay thousands and thousands of dollars to get this heat. In summer, you get it for nothing. And now you're complaining. Now, which guy is it? You got to pick a guy. You pay money for it. You get it free, and then you complain. But on a serious subject, and people who don't have air conditioning, they have these little units. I've never tried one. I'm tempted to buy one just to see what it's like. And they claim it'll cool a whole room. I think we can help people that are in need. But on the whole climate change, the easiest way to explain it to people is put a bunch of cards, playing cards, on sand and pour water on it. And watch what happens. While the water runs off the playing cards to the edge of the sand, and then it goes in. We've been building at a horrendous rate. We're putting concrete in the homes. No place for water to go. Well, when you have that, that also builds heat. It's kind of like, you know, we're our own enemy. And, yeah, fossil fuel plays into it. It all plays into it. But I think we can get smarter if we want to. But the people that I worry about the most are the people that can't get relief. I think we can help them, too.
You know what, Bill, and Al said it best. You know, for almost a century, we have done nothing in this country with our sewers and all of those things. And, you know, say what you will, but President Biden has. And I know in the city of Milwaukee, they are completely redoing the sewer systems. Is it inconvenient? Yes. But 2 years ago, they did all the streets. And now they're doing the sewers. Is it inconvenient? Yes, as it relates to moving around. But man, this would have never been done, Bill, if President Biden hadn't done it. And this is all over the country. And even in rural areas, they are doing these things.
Oh, I totally agree. I think if we move forward and we're a progressive nation, we aren't going to have a problem. But if we want to go backwards, we're going to have a lot.
Hey, Bill, thank you very much for the call. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's Monday. That means Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All right. Wake up, everybody. Hey, Al, that's for you. It's All the Way Live. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Again, a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. So, Calvin, the one thing that the warm weather does bring is the dreaded mosquitoes.
Yeah, I definitely not looking forward to that. It's not only the warm weather, but with the amount of rain we've had, it's not going to be fun.
No, man. And do you get bitten a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Man, did you know that some people are bitten more than others by mosquitoes?
I've heard that, but I've never heard an explanation why.
There are, okay, so mosquitoes bite some people more than others. There are a few factors that could contribute to why this happens. In one controlled study by the Journal of Medical Entomology, the bugs landed on people with blood type O nearly twice as frequently as those with type A. Excuse me. The researchers noted this has to do with the secretions we produce, which tips mosquitoes off on a person's blood type. Never knew that that blood types could determine why you are bitten more than those who have differing blood types. You know, I guess, Calvin, it's kind of like oil. You know, some oil in the ground is different than others. You know, they talk about sweet crude oil and the potency of the oil. I guess it's that way with blood. More research needs to be conducted on mosquitoes' potential preference for certain blood types over others, said Jonathan F. Day, an entomologist professor at the University of Florida. But he agreed that mosquitoes do pick up on some cues we give them that make the bugs more likely to land on certain people. These cues let them know they are going to a blood source, Day said. Perhaps CO2 is the most important. The amount of CO2 you produce, like people with high metabolic rates, genetic, other factors, increases the amount of carbon dioxide you give off. The more you give off, the more attractive you are to those arthropods. You know, I do know that I've always heard people say, don't wear cologne or perfume so much during the summer, that those were the attracting factors for mosquitoes. But, you know, I am not one of those people who, you know, wears a lot of cologne or certainly don't wear perfume. But certainly, man, I always thought that one of the reasons that mosquitoes were more attracted to you was, you know, if you move around a lot and, you know, as I didn't know it was CO2 that was attracting them. But, you know, we need to prepare for a bumper crop of mosquitoes.
Yeah, no, they're definitely coming. Like you said, I mean, if you're moving around a lot, you're probably are producing more CO2. So they go in hand in a sense.
Yeah. And so, you know, the mosquitoes look for primary cues in conjunction with what they call secondary cues. Now, one thing for certain, when you're in the parks and you're around a lot of grass, you know, mosquitoes, man, they are going to be, you know, out and about. Lactic acid, the stuff that causes our muscles to cramp during exercise, is one of those secondary cues. For example, lactic acid is released through the skin, signaling to mosquitoes that we are a target, Day said. You know, I don't use a lot of bug spray.
I try not to because I hate the smell and it feels gross.
You know, I don't know, man, if because I don't use bug spray, if bug spray it's got to be something about bug spray that probably is not good for you, right? If you smell it, you kind of know that can't be good for your skin, right?
Yeah, I can't remember what chemical it is, but there used to be a chemical in bug spray that's now illegal because it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's got to be getting in your pores, and certainly it has some major impact. Now, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be talking about it because somebody will call and say, hey, Earl, you know you're impacting the business for the people who sell insect or you know, mosquito repellent, and I got stock in that, so you should knock it off. But yeah, it's just around the corner. Listen, we're going to talk about a whole array of things this morning. Everything from tough love and its rewards, global nuclear spending, will the black vote? There's this constant, you know, drumbeat from the Republicans that somehow Donald Trump is going to get, you know, more black votes than he is, than any other Republican has ever gotten. I'm going to address that. I'm going to address that later on in the show. And for those of you who are worried about whether or not that is absolute, it absolutely is not. And don't let Republicans fool you to thinking that blacks are going to all of a sudden, you know, turn to Donald Trump because Joe Biden hasn't done things for them. One thing that we know for certain is Donald Trump is not going to do things that's going to benefit the black community. And I will, you know, touch base on a lot of that as we move on in the show. 844-967-2789 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Hey, Calvin, again, you're a young guy, man. What's your take on nuclear weapons?
They've always been kind of something that I was aware were like a global threat, but it's never been like, I was never alive during the Cold War, so I never experienced having it as something that felt real. It's always felt like something abstract.
Yeah. Well, you know, man, global nuclear spending surged to $3,000 a second in 2023 amid rising tensions. I can't help but tell you that I've been reading constantly over the last 2 years the threat with Iran and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of North Korea and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of Russia and nuclear weapons. I've been reading about the threat of China and nuclear weapons. And I got to tell you, there's been over $91 trillion. $91 trillion spent on nuclear weapons and the expansion of them globally since 2023. $91 trillion. So what is the purpose of a nuclear weapon? To eradicate human beings, Calvin. I mean, to destroy life. That's what a nuclear weapon is for. Don't kid yourself. Well, you know, Earl, it's a deterrent. It's a deterrent. So we continue to build nuclear weapons to threaten other human beings and to possibly destroy the planet and humanity as we know it. We saw the outcome of what happened with the only two nuclear bombs that have ever been exploded on this planet. And our nation is the only nation that ever used them. Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And we knew what the outcome of that has been. And decade after decade after decade, the people in those in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the birth of their children, children born without arms, without legs, without eyes. Nuclear Holocaust is real because it happened. Nobody has to guess what the outcome of it will be because we have a history to point to. Now, you may say, but Earl, we can't let Russia have Iran have a nuclear weapon. We can't trust them with nuclear weapons. And my response always is this, 844-967-2789. I'm an American, yes. But I'm not going to turn away from the truth because I'm an American. Of the $91 billion spent on nuclear armament since 2023 in the world, America, which only makes up 4% of the global population, has spent $51 billion on its nuclear arsenal. The rest of the world has spent $42 billion. How does that make any sense? We have the second most nuclear arsenal already. What are we doing? We're looking to destroy the earth? The amount of money that we're spending on nuclear weapons is insanity. Well, you know, if we don't build more nuclear weapons, Russia's going to come and get us. Or China's going to come and get us. What are we talking about? It's one of the reasons why we can't help people. Why would we need to spend an additional, $51 billion on nuclear weapons since 2023, 844? 967-2789. Maybe, you guys know. But I certainly don't see where that makes any sense whatsoever. Again, our nation, 4% of the population, $51 billion on nuclear arsenal since 2023, more than all the other nuclear armed countries combined. This data highlighted in a report by the Nobel Peace Prize winning International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons shows the U.S. accounted for 80% of the $10.7 billion global increase in nuclear spending from the previous year. What are we doing? How many nuclear weapons do we need to destroy the earth? Is there anybody who has a conscience? Is there anybody who has the courage to say This is not right. Well, you know, Earl, if we've got to protect ourselves. What are you talking about? Again, you don't need any additional nuclear weapons. We've got more than enough. Well, Earl, it's a deterrent. Well, not only can it be a deterrent, it could also be the impetus that makes other nations think that they need to keep building nuclear weapons because we continue to build them. You know, this makes no sense, Democrat or Republican. I'm sorry. Where is there going to be sanity? You know, I remember Dr. King, and I may misquote this, but at the root of it, I hope you understand. He talked about the thinking of mankind, and he talked about misguided men and what would happen with misguided men going back to the 1960s. And he talked about misguided men not being able to have conversations with one another and how that would lead to nuclear weapons and eventually nuclear holocaust. Misguided men. There are men sitting around who can't fathom a world where people can be at peace. Our nation, I'm sorry, leads it. You can't debate me on this and win. Because again, $91 billion spent in the last year in the world. And we spent $51 billion. Okay? The global increase of spending from nuclear weapons over the last year increased, the United States accounted for 80%. And then there are people who will say, well, you know, we can't afford health care. Well, we can't afford daycare. We can't afford to deal with this. We can't afford to deal with that. Insanity. You know, the ICAN's analyst reveals that total global spending on nuclear weapons rose to a record $91.4 billion last year, equivalent to $173,884 per minute. This surge in spending is attributed to the efforts by various countries to modernize their arsenals and flaunt new nuclear capabilities led by the United States of America. Man, I don't, you know, I'm an American just like you are. And, you know, it makes no sense to me. Again, we only make up 4% of the global population. Who do we think is coming? Nuclear weapons, we saw the fallout of it. For heaven's sakes, we're still paying people who were exposed to nuclear testing for the nuclear weapons in the 1940s. The fallout of that in this country, just being exposed to it, not a full-blown nuclear weapon, but just vestiges of where, you know, they did their scientific study and research. Man, we can talk about all the other things that we talk about. And there are many things, don't get me wrong, that we should talk about. But this can't be taboo. You know, maybe my generation gets through this life without ever having another nuclear weapon exploded. Maybe. But this preparation for nuclear holocaust is not for my generation. You know, we've been fortunate, the baby boomers. As much as we were warned of what was coming, it hasn't happened yet. But if we keep, you know, gathering nuts for the winter, you know, like the squirrels, you know, akin, you know, to gathering more and more nuclear weapons, eventually, misguided men will wind up using those weapons of destruction. Got to be able to have conversations and dialogue about things that make us uncomfortable. Because our nation is in trouble. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Tough love. You know, man, growing up, I grew up in a home, in a community where tough love was the order of the day. From the time you were a kid, you were faced with tough love. Oh, you know, I fell on the ground. I got a scrape on my knee. Oh, I got a scrape on my knee. I ain't going to the house. Oh, my. Hey, suck it up. You know, be a man. Never mind, Cal, when I was 5 years old. but it was the way things were. Grew up at a time of tough love, you know, and sometimes I thought that that tough love was just hatefulness and just mean. You didn't know why they were doing what they were doing and the purpose of it. Because back in my day, the people weren't very much in the mood to explain why they did what they did. It was something you had to learn, and that tough love that you didn't realize until you became an adult and had some years under your belt. And then you realize what it was and why our parents and grandparents and people from that generation did what they did to us. It was beneficial in the long run. The part of why things are the way they are today is tough love, for the most part, has been substituted for I have to supply every need that my child craves. And so I don't want my child, my precious child, to have to go through what we went through. But you know, as a father, I know, and I've seen, the changes in the way we parented. And I'm concerned that the lack of tough love that we received, I didn't say abuse, thin line between the two. If you were a child and adults were talking, you know, and you interfered or entered into the conversation, you might have to duck because grandma would kind of, Calvin, give you a backhand. Hey, when adults are talking, be quiet. It may have seemed to be, you know, abuse. But no, man, it was lessons, hard lessons learned that prepared you for a tough life. Don't let anybody fool you. Life is tough. The survival of the fittest is real. You have only a few friends and many enemies in life. And you need to prepare yourself. And if you haven't had that kind of indoctrination from the people that love you, I've seen the outcome of it. It took me a while to understand what my parents and their generation was doing for me. I don't know about you, but they prepared me to be a man. They prepared me to deal with the adversities of life. They prepared me not to ride the highs too high and the lows too low. That at the time that you think you've conquered life, man, life will knock you to your knees. They also taught me that after you've been on your knees long enough and in the darkness, that soon the morning will come. That's life. And yeah, it takes a while to understand it. You know, by the time you understand it, it's almost time to check out. But my goodness, what younger generations need today is a little bit of that tough love that was meted out to my generation as we grew. It's missing. They knew what they were doing. And those of us who have had the gift of parenting somebody else, you know, we should at least remember why we are the way we are and who we are. 844-967-2789 is the number. Pearls of Wisdom from Earl Ingram on a Monday edition of the Earl Ingram Show.
love's none, none could compare to love.